It seemed like an easy way to make some extra cash, but one Connecticut woman discovered an ad posted on Instagram to rate clothing from major brands online was not only a waste of time, but money. And she's not alone. That consumer, who reportedly sent that scam over to the Better Business Bureau's scam tracker, says her virtual account was immediately credited as an incentive and that the fake company offered to double her earnings four times a day so that she could earn money more quickly. Sounds too good to be true. So what's the catch? Joining us now is Kristen Johnson of the Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut with all the details. Good morning, Kristen. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Can you first explain to us what have you been tracking? It sounds like for weeks now, and what has happened to some Connecticut residents?
So we were contacted through BBB Scam Tracker by a consumer who said she thought that this ad on Instagram sounded like a great side hustle. Money was tight, and so she thought this would be a great way to easily earn some money. All she had to do was download an app and then rate clothing online. She was told it was big brand name clothing, and she could earn up to $3,000. And so before you download the app, they let you practice, and she was racking up some good amount of cash. So she's like, oh, this will be easy. I'll get to $3,000. She even had her 9-year-old daughter helping her. But you had to pay for the app. So that was a red flag right there. She had to pay like $25 for the app. But then once she did that, they started telling her that she needed to download all these other platforms that also cost money in order to earn money more quickly. And instead of earning like $30 a pop, it became 1 cent every time she rated. So it took her 3 months to get to that $3,000. And they were supposed to credit her Venmo account, and they disappeared and she never got the money.
That's insane. So she worked 3 months. She put money forward. Here's my question. Did they get away with any more money besides just the $25, or we're not sure?
Yeah. There was another $40 that she spent for access to a video site. So it wasn't just pictures now. It was video of models and clothing that she could also rate. But the other thing that we've seen from other people in other states is that once they shared their personal and payment information with these scammers, they started receiving more additional charges for things that they didn't download. It's like once they have your credit card information, they can charge whatever they want. So they kept getting these charges over and over again. So that was also a concern. And then some said that they felt like their personal information had been shared with third parties.
Wow. So this is something you've heard from several Connecticut residents across the state?
So there was one here in Connecticut, and then there were several across the country that reported this scam.
So again, we have Kristen Johnson here of the Better Business Bureau, and people were, you know, either what they came across advertisements or they were DM'd on Instagram, for example. How did they come across this scam to begin with?
It was an ad on Instagram to make money quickly by rating clothing. Seems simple, but you know what they say, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. And so we want people to remember that no reputable employer will ever charge an employee to make money. So saying, okay, in order to make money, you have to pay for this platform to rate the clothes, that's a huge red flag.
I mean, I was going to say, I think this seems like something that you could find even beyond just Instagram. I think we've heard of similar things happening on Facebook and other social media platforms. What else should people be thinking about to try and avoid this scam in future?
Well, the fact that this job requires no special skills also is another sign that it's a scam. And it was offering extremely good pay rates. To be able to just sit there on your couch and, you know, star something 1 through 5, just rate your clothes. You know, the only thing you had to do was move your finger back and forth. To be able to make $3,000 quickly, that's too good to be true. And of course, they found that out because once they paid for that app, all of a sudden it was not $25 they were earning per outfit. It was a cent or 2 cents. So that's also a big red flag. And the fact that these branding companies that they thought they were rating, if they had gone to their websites and researched it, they would have found out that those companies were not really participating in any sort of program. And so that's another big thing. Whenever you're entering into an agreement with a middleman or a third party, you want to make sure that that other party that's involved is actually legitimately part of this program. And you can do that just by, you know, contacting the company and saying, hey, do you have a rewards program for customer reviews? Are you paying people to review their clothing? And they would have found out that they're not. But if you do fall for a scam like this, you want to make sure that you contact your credit card company immediately. cancel your card and dispute any unauthorized charges.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and just looking at the release that the Better Business Bureau is putting out here, you know, even popular online brands, for example, I never know how to say this, but Shein or Shine, S-H-E-I-N. Yeah, mm-hmm. Shein, you know, was one of the ones that was mentioned. And I've certainly seen advertisements on so many social media platforms. But if you go to their website, it says there, you know, in writing, they do not pay users for reviews like the one that you're talking about. So doing your research, certainly very helpful. And, you know, like you said, using a credit card, I mean, in this situation, it does stink that this person lost $25 and an extra $40. But man, in the past, when you get duped on, you know, some of these different ways of paying sketchy companies, for example, man, they've lost out on hundreds, even thousands of dollars sometimes. So she got lucky, and I'm hoping she used a credit card.
Yeah, and she lost less than some other people. Some other people got really into it, and they were downloading all these platforms, and they were losing close to $100. But it wasn't just the money they lost. It was all of that time mm-hmm. that maybe they could have been earning legitimate money doing something else. But because they thought they were doing this and this was real, they took the time to do this instead. So they were out, you know, all that money that they thought they earned. And, yeah. and that's frustrating as well, especially given this economy.
Yeah,
so you
absolutely.
Just want to, you know, do your due diligence. Like we always talk about research. If it sounds too good to be true, you know, even just go on Google. And if you look up like close rating scam, I mean, there are so many stories, unfortunately, of this happening across the country.
Well, I think it's important, like you mentioned, Kristen, right now people are trying to find, you know, ways to make money, picking up second, third jobs. And sometimes when you see an opportunity online, that could be very attractive for people. But you do want to make sure you do your research and you don't get duped. And in fact, there's another article on your BBB website called Get a Good Side Hustle Without Being Scammed. Mm-hmm. Definitely worth checking that out. And remember to always report to the BBB Scam Tracker if you or someone you know goes through something similar like this, because the only way BBB can get this information out there is if we tell them what's going on. So, Kristen, I want to thank you for following up on this, talking to people who were directly impacted and sharing it right here on WICC. We always appreciate you.
Thank you so much for helping us get the word out.
Of course. And again, Kristen Johnson of the Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut.